Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 78 of Ninjas and Super Spies. The stuff on this page is, it's the cool stuff to add to your vehicles. Once you've got the basic body, you've got the speed and everything, then you get to add armor, you get to add some weapons. This page has rules for the turrets and what weapons you can fit on them. It's got ordnance. It's got a 30-foot range flamethrower if you want to be like a Thumper from Twisted Metal and just like shoot fire out of the front of your gasoline-powered vehicle in a very unwise choice of vehicle combat weapons. And then it gets on to the optional modifications, equipment, and accessories. These are like the spy gadgets that you can get with your special budget. If you're part of an agency that focuses on spy cars, then they'll give you, you know, $20,000 or $200,000 to buy all these miscellaneous gadgets that go on. When I was a kid and creating stuff for this game, I loved this section. Just on this first page, we've got an air recycling system. This way your car can go underwater, or you can drop poison gas bombs from your car and drive around in the poison cloud with impunity. There's a fusion generator here. For $3 million, you can give yourself effectively unlimited fuel capacity. You can operate continuously for up to 3 years without refueling, which is a big, big upgrade. On the previous page, there was a rule that most aircraft, including jets, scramjets, planes, all that stuff, they can only operate at maximum speed for about 15 minutes before running out of fuel. For $3 million, you can upgrade that 15 minutes to 3 years. This can be a surprisingly important option tactically. If your character build and play style depend a lot upon your ability to outrun the consequences of your actions by flying at Mach 4, you want to be able to go longer than 15 minutes. With the fusion generator, you can outrun your consequences indefinitely. The coolest thing on this page for my tastes is luxury accommodations, being the homebody that I am. Even when I'm out there roaming the world in my supersonic flying death wagon, what I really want is to be able to kick back and relax in a nice, private, secure location. This is why I like Doctor Who so much. If the new Doctor is ever looking for a companion, her pitch to me should definitely be, imagine living in a giant secret house that nobody else can get into, and you never have to leave. I'm sold. Time travel? What? Don't care. No need for it. You give me a self-replenishing kitchen and a giant library, and you can keep the rest of time and space. To me, that phone on the outside of the box that never rings is the emblem of all that is great about the TARDIS. Anyway, it's no TARDIS, but this feature gives you, on the inside of, like, if you have a large truck, van, or aircraft, you can get a little kitchen, you can get a bathroom with a shower, you can get a big conference table, you can get some carpeting, some paneling. Just imagine soaring over your enemies, raining down machine gun fire upon them, and then walking into the back to put on some coffee and have a shower. Maybe I'm the only one who's excited about this, but I think it's delightful. The dumbest thing on this page, in terms of unexpected consequences of these cool gadgets, though, is probably the ejection seat hover vehicle. And I quote, an ejection seat that is also a limited hover vehicle that functions like a jetpack. The maximum speed is 100 miles per hour, range 15 miles, fuel capacity 15 minutes. The cost of this quote-unquote emergency vehicle is $125,000, less than half the cost of the jetpack listed previously, and that's before adding any significant speed to that jetpack. Not only that, but as a hover vehicle, this thing can presumably hover, which a jetpack can't do. And while the 15-minute fuel capacity may seem a little bit punishing, it's actually the same amount of time that you get with any other flying vehicle going maximum speed. In other words, if you want workable personal flight, the ability to just fly around, hover if you need to, move really fast if you need to, what you should do is buy yourself a cheap little motorcycle with a hover ejector seat, eject, and then just fly away. Never look back at that motorcycle again. Great speed, great price, same fuel capacity as the regular jetpack, and you get to fly while seated. My other boring fantasy that I've often indulged in role-playing games. Once I crafted a flying throne in a Pathfinder game for my wizard, a perfect expression of my craving to use magic not as a gateway to adventure, but as a fantastical escape from the need to ever exercise. It's kind of a cool little Easter egg that the best way to achieve personal flight in Ninjas and Super Spies is to launch your flying ejector seat and then never go back to your car, but it's also definitely the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for my very favorite vehicle gimmick on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.